basic idea behind the plan is the same as it was when it was first introduced earlier this session. Mayoral Republican Don Frisky says it will let law enforcement make sure malicious sex offenders don't go where they shouldn't when they leave prison.
The worst sex predators that prey upon our kids in the state of Wisconsin will be affixed with a tracking device so that we know where they're at all times, and that we have an opportunity to protect our children in every community.
But some lawmakers took issue with how the state Senate expanded the plan to spell out where certain offenders can live when they're on supervised release. State law already requires community-based treatment for some sex offenders after they finish their prison terms. New Berlin Senator Mary Lozick tacked on a measure to this plan that would require that Milwaukee County offenders be placed in the city, village, or town where they came from. West Dallas Democrat Anthony Stiskunas says that's impractical.
Well, you tell me how that makes sense for Milwaukee County. We can't locate one guy in the whole county. And now she wants to narrow the search area to a little city or village.
Stiskunas tried to change the plan again to keep offenders from being placed near parks, public housing projects, schools, or daycare centers. His proposals were rejected because they would have had the effect of killing the bill this session. In the end, he voted for the plan, as did 90 other lawmakers who were in the assembly yesterday. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.